Wisconsin agricultural officials say 300 swine will be destroyed in the Greenwood area after some animals tested positive for the pseudo-rabies virus. While it poses no threat to humans, the fatal virus can spread among other livestock. Just after Wisconsin officials announced the eradication of the infected herd, Michigan's Agriculture Department said it will ban the importation of swine from the Badger State to safeguard their pork industry. Stephen Halstead, state veterinarian for Michigan, says there's no set timeline on the ban.
We felt it was a prudent move on a short-term basis until we have a clearer picture of what is going on in that area of Wisconsin and are able to follow up on the actions that officials and producers in Wisconsin take to control and get back to free status in that county.
Meanwhile, Donna Gilson, spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Departments of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says while a few pork producers will be pinched by the ban, the overall effect on state farmers will be slight.
We really don't ship a lot of hogs to Michigan. Last year, probably just a few hundred head. Our real big markets are Iowa and Minnesota, and those states have not closed their markets to us. They have not even imposed additional testing requirements on us.
Meanwhile, Assistant State Veterinarian Paul McGraw says pig farms within a five-mile radius of the herd infected with the pseudorabies virus have been quarantined. Animals on those farms will be tested today or Tuesday. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.